The consequences of avoidance. Avoiding difficult conversations is tempting but risky. Ignoring challenges allows problems to grow, leading to negative consequences. In workplaces, unresolved conflicts mean missed deadlines, lower productivity, and a toxic atmosphere among team members. Projects can fail, harming the company's reputation. At home, dodging tough talks with loved ones damages trust, breeds resentment, and weakens relationships. Unaddressed issues create distance even in close bonds. The longer you delay crucial conversations, the harder they become, amplifying potential harm. Put yourself in Priya's shoes, a marketing manager at a thriving tech startup. She's been working hard on launching a new product, but faces a tough situation with Jay, a talented yet stubborn designer. Jay keeps missing deadlines and causing friction in the team. As the launch date nears, Priya knows she must talk to Jay, but she's worried it might strain their relationship and lead to more conflict. Hoping things will improve on their own, Priya avoids addressing the issue. However, as the project progresses, Jay's behavior continues to hurt the team. Deadlines slip, tensions rise, and work quality suffers. Priya ends up covering for Jay, working extra hours to compensate. Her frustration grows, but she still avoids confronting the problem. Impact of avoiding difficult conversations. The team suffers when communication breaks down and conflicts go unresolved. Morale drops, and team members disengage when their concerns are ignored. Collaboration turns toxic, with gossip and blame replacing honest dialogue. As the launch date nears, the product falls short. The team rushes to fix issues, but the damage is done. The product gets lukewarm reviews, and the company's reputation suffers. After the failed launch, Priya realizes her mistake. By avoiding a tough talk with Jay, she let the problem harm the team and the project. Addressing the issue early could have changed the outcome significantly. Enhance communication effectively for improved interaction. Imagine a different scenario for Priya, Jay, and their team from the previous chapter. As the product launch date nears, Priya realizes she must have a serious talk with Jay about his missed deadlines and the tension he's causing. To prepare for this discussion, Priya finds a quiet place and schedules a time that suits both of them. Before the meeting, she clarifies her intentions and focuses on finding a solution that benefits Jay and the entire team. Priya starts the conversation by honestly and calmly sharing her perspective. She explains how Jay's actions have affected the team and the project, using specific examples to illustrate her points. Rather than blaming him, she emphasizes the outcomes of his behavior: active listening and collaboration. Priya listens attentively to Jay, focusing completely on his words and trying to understand his viewpoint. She asks clear questions to clarify his feelings and thoughts, creating a space for open and honest communication. With a better grasp of Jay's challenges, Priya responds with empathy. They brainstorm potential solutions together, like adjusting workloads or providing extra support. They agree on a plan to address Jay's concerns and help him succeed. Priya and Jay discuss how to move forward and resolve their issues. They set clear expectations and decide to have regular check-ins to ensure they stay on the right track. In the days and weeks following their discussion, Priya follows up with Jay, offering support whenever necessary. She acknowledges his progress and celebrates his successes, which helps promote a more collaborative and productive working relationship. Steps to navigate difficult conversations. Priya approached a challenging conversation with deliberate steps. These included preparing the context, expressing her thoughts honestly, listening actively, considering and responding thoughtfully, resolving issues and setting new expectations, and reinforcing agreements with follow-up. Using these methods, Priya tackled immediate challenges while laying a strong foundation for team resilience. This story illustrates how a structured approach to tough discussions can lead to positive results. By preparing ahead, communicating clearly, listening actively, and focusing on solutions, you can handle difficult conversations effectively. These strategies are valuable in both professional and personal settings, helping to build stronger connections and achieve successful outcomes. Stage set. Speak your truth. The outcomes between avoiding a tough talk and managing one well are vastly different. Luckily, you can learn to navigate these situations effectively, just like Priya did. Let's explore the initial steps for handling difficult conversations. Preparing the setting and speaking your truth. Picture yourself as Marcus, a customer service rep who needs to discuss the unrealistic expectations his supervisor, Lisa, has for his team. The success of this conversation depends on how Marcus initially approaches it. Marcus prepares for a productive meeting by choosing a private and neutral place where both he and Lisa can speak freely. He schedules the meeting at a time when they are not likely to be rushed or stressed. Before they start, Marcus takes a moment to gather his thoughts and focus on his goals. His main aim is to find a solution that helps both the team and the entire company. Effective communication in the workplace. Marcus starts the conversation by calmly stating his views. He explains how the current work demands are affecting his team's morale and performance, giving specific examples. He highlights that continuous overtime has led to burnout and more mistakes in customer interactions. By sharing his concerns openly and respectfully, Marcus promotes a constructive discussion. He avoids blaming or making sweeping statements, focusing instead on specific actions and their impacts. This approach allows Lisa to grasp the seriousness of the situation without feeling attacked. Imagine you're a parent worried about your teenage son's dropping grades and quiet behavior. It's clear a conversation is needed, so you prepare carefully. You choose a good time to talk, maybe after dinner when he's relaxed. You pick a quiet and cozy place at home where you can speak without any interruptions. Effective communication for tough conversations. Start by sharing your concerns with love and concern. Point out specific things you've noticed, like his failed math test left on the kitchen table and the weekend he spent alone in his room. By speaking openly and honestly, you make it more likely that your son will listen and engage without feeling attacked. Preparing and communicating in this thoughtful way can make difficult conversations more successful. Active listening, a game-changing skill. The next two strategies for handling tough talks are active listening and reflecting and responding. These techniques let you understand the other person's view and show you value their thoughts. Imagine Jenna, a project manager, talking to her team member, Michael, who feels overwhelmed by the project's timeline and unsupported. Jenna listens intently to Michael, giving him her full attention, maintaining eye contact, nodding to show she understands, and not interrupting. When Michael stops to think, Jenna asks questions to get a clearer picture of his issues. She encourages him to describe times he felt unsupported. Jenna listens carefully to Michael, showing she values his thoughts and is dedicated to solving their issues together. She allows him space to speak, setting up a cooperative and productive discussion. Effective communication in conflict resolution. After grasping Michael's viewpoint, Jenna repeats his concerns, recognizes his feelings of being overwhelmed, and checks if she understood him correctly. By mirroring his concerns back to him, Jenna confirms to Michael that she has truly listened. Now consider a personal situation. Alex is a parent addressing his daughter Sophie's recent troubling behavior at school, where she has been disruptive and aggressive with peers. You listen carefully as Sophie explains her situation, avoiding interruptions or judgments, and trying to understand her point of view. You ask open-ended questions that encourage her to share more about her conflicts with peers. Because you've paid close attention, Sophie feels safe and heard. This shows her that you value her thoughts and are genuinely interested in her challenges. Active listening. After hearing Sophie's side, you reflect and respond empathetically. You rephrase her concerns, recognizing her frustrations with classmates and her struggles with conflicts. You then confirm your understanding of her viewpoint. This confirmation shows that you've listened carefully. It also makes Sophie feel validated, encouraging her to open up more and collaborate on finding solutions to her issues. These steps demonstrate how active listening and empathetic responses are key to promoting trust and cooperation, making even tough conversations more manageable and constructive. Future-proofing communication for individuals and teams. The crucial steps for managing tough discussions are resolving, resetting, reinforcing, and following up. These skills help convert the insights from the conversation into practical actions and lasting improvements. Returning to Jenna, the project manager, she's in the middle of a discussion with her team member Michael. After listening carefully to Michael's issues and showing empathy, Jenna is prepared to help find solutions. Together, Jenna and Michael brainstorm ways to tackle his challenges. They decide to adjust the project timeline, redistribute tasks, and provide more resources. This joint plan effectively addresses Michael's concerns and supports his success. Reset working relationships and handle conflicts. Jenna and Michael decided to reset their working relationship by setting clear expectations, scheduling regular check-ins, and improving team cohesion. Over the following days and weeks, Jenna keeps reinforcing their progress by checking in with Michael, offering support, and acknowledging his efforts and successes. This consistent reinforcement helps ensure their solutions are sustainable and effective. Alex listens to his daughter Sophie's concerns and responds compassionately. To help Sophie move forward, they brainstorm strategies for handling conflicts with her classmates. They discuss managing big emotions, communicating assertively, and seeking help from teachers or counselors when needed. Once they agree on a plan, Alex and Sophie discuss how to reset their relationship and move forward. They set aside regular one-on-one time, establish clear behavior and communication expectations, and find ways to support and encourage each other. In the following days and weeks, Alex reinforces progress by regularly checking in with Sophie. He asks how she's doing, praises her efforts, and helps her tackle new challenges. By consistently reinforcing positive changes and maintaining clear communication, Alex helps Sophie build the skills and confidence she needs. By resolving issues, resetting the relationship, and following up consistently, you can turn difficult conversations into growth opportunities. These steps ensure that the progress you've made is sustained. Guide hard talks and conflicts with STA. To handle tough talks and conflicts in teams, use the STA method. Situation: describe the issue. Task: explain what was supposed to happen. Action: describe what was or wasn't done. Result: describe the outcome. Relationship: consider how it affected others. Reaction: acknowledge others' emotions. And response: decide on next actions and follow-ups. To use the STA method effectively, focus on the team's overall mission and prioritize team success over individual interests. Encourage honest and constructive communication, assume positive intentions, avoid personal attacks, and manage emotional energy. Establish clear rules to ensure consistency and fairness. Respect team members and the conversation process, remembering that strong relationships are key to successful teams. By following these principles, your team can handle difficult conversations, resolve conflicts, work together smoothly, and achieve better results. Key points. 1. Avoiding tough conversations worsens conflicts and reduces team productivity. 2. Early, honest dialogue can prevent workplace issues and promote trust at home. 3. Active listening and clear communication transform conflicts into growth opportunities. 4. Regular follow-ups and setting clear expectations sustain improvements. 5. Empathetic responses and understanding views build cooperation and trust. 6. Positive team dynamics are achieved by respecting and prioritizing team success.